TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
How do I sound? Do I sound hot? How does it sound good?
Sound good.
Sound okay.
All right, cool.
What are you hammering over there?
I was in my chair.
Don't do that. God damn it.
All right, I should do that.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, I talk a little bit about Doctor Strange, spoiler-free. Noah gets a new MacBook, and we learn why Andy speaks Spanish. And when you hear this sound...
Mr. Doctor,
it's strange.
Maybe. Who am I to judge?
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast. Now,
welcome to...
Okay, so you hear me pretty fast.
Maybe. I don't
welcome
know.
Welcome to TanCast.
Sister fuckers. Father fuckers.
Now. Oh. Alright.
Hey. Fuck it.
He's fuck it. The fuck it and fuck it cast.
I'm fuck it. The T and fuck it.
But there's no A in fuck it for me to be Andy.
There's no N in fuck it for me to be Noah.
I guess we don't get to fuck it.
Oh, I get to guys... fuck it. Yeah.
All right. Good for you.
I get to fuck it.
You There's know no A it or is, N right? in fuck it. But there is an A, an N, and a T in can't. All right.
There's a U in fuck it.
There is.
So you fuck it.
Yay!
So let's jump right into it. How was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Amazing.
Neat.
No, mine was amazing. It was fine.
Oh. You got my hopes up.
I'm sorry.
Bastard.
And then he dashed them.
Expertly.
That's what I do.
My week was kind of U-shaped. Started off pretty okay. Kind of shitty in the middle, and then right at the end it was okay. Just,
All right.
You remember the, Looney Tunes cartoons? It's kind of a trope, where there would be, you know, like, a scrappy little guy trying to get the big guy to fight him, and the scrappy little guy would be swinging his arms, and the big guy would just, like, have one hand on the scrappy little guy's forehead holding him back, and nothing would happen. Yeah, I spent the middle part of this week as the scrappy little guy, just trying to get shit moving. Like, why is no one else doing anything? Then I find out it's people were talking about, like, oh, well, that if we're going to do this, that means we've got to do this and this and this and this. I'm like, I said a month ago that none of the rest of that shit was important, so can we just start and ignore all the rest?
No, they can't ignore it.
No, they can't. So now I'm a week behind on something that has to be done by, like, the middle of this month.
You got this, girl.
Yeah. And then somebody fucked up on some paperwork that... stop me from working on it for another whole day. Like, can you just fix the shit that needs fixing and someone will fix the paperwork when we're done? Like, no, paperwork first! You fucking bureaucrat!
Woo!
Yeah.
Burn.
Yeah.
Sick burn!
I know.
You fucking bureaucrat.
God probably killed himself after that. I should go console him.
There's too many forms.
No? Oh, yeah. That's true.
It's all this red tape. Carbon copies.
Yeah.
Other things bureaucrats deal with.
I was going to make a joke about going and consoling his widow, but I guess there'd be a form for that, too.
Yeah.
Well, there is a widow because he didn't kill himself.
I know.
Andy, get with the program.
I said would. It was conditional. Please note the tense, sir.
Yeah, it's very tense in here.
I know.
It's getting tense in here.
It's all
do you
want to
do tan laps? Oh, I guess not. You just kind of skipped it, Tim.
I did skip it on purpose because someone has to get out of here soon. We got to get the fucking content.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go see Doctor Strange.
I've already seen Doctor Strange, and now I'm going to tell you about it.
I got to fuck some strange. I mean, doctors. I got to fuck a strange doctor.
What say Tim?
It was good.
Good?
Surprisingly amusing. I didn't expect it to be funny. And not funny like Joss Whedon quips and stuff funny, but just, I don't know, things, just some, it's, there are parts that are amusing. Yes?
Go on.
I cannot
make noise.
Turn it off.
I know it. Oh, Tim's descriptions make me go, oh.
That's making me think of, what's his name from Men in Black?
I don't know what his name is.
Edgar, the Edgar suit guy.
Oh, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah, he's like,
Benedict Cumberbatch's American accent sounds exactly like House. And it doesn't help that he's also a doctor and saying doctor things a good deal of the time.
So is he mean to people? Does he have a cane?
What did you two say on top of each other? Because maybe.
Yep. Go ahead, Noah.
Okay, here. Oh, wait. I'll answer both of you. The Archbishop of Canterbury and Only 11 Degrees. Was that right?
Yes.
I said, so excellent. You're saying they should have just cast Hugh Laurie?
Oh.
So
no.
I guess is my answer the Archbishop of Canterbury?
Yes.
Okay.
So no one knows it?
I said, does he have a cane? Is he mean to people?
Only 11 Degrees.
He does not have a cane. He is mean to people.
Excellent. Does he... Does he fuck his boss?
No. I don't know if we ever see his boss. He's texting while driving, which leads to his accident.
Spoiler!
Doctor Strange is like an after-school special.
Yeah, and there's a the very last credit is, remember, distracted driving is dangerous driving. Just before the second after-credit scene. Both of which you should stay for. But mostly, you should stay for the credits, because... there's someone's name in there. When me and Jeff were watching the credits, and I was like, "Is that guy's name Michael Batcock?" He's like, "Yes, it is." I was like, "That is the best name ever." And he's like, "I bet his childhood." Jeff was like, "I bet his childhood was abysmal." Wait a minute, is your last name? Yes, it is. Yes, it is Batcock. Don't. Say it. I've heard all the jokes. And I was like, oh, my. I'm going to look that dude up. Because I'm like, how many Michael Batcocks can there be? More than one on IMDb. I couldn't even find the one that worked on this one. But I did find one who worked on The Dark Knight Rises. That dude fulfilled his ultimate potential in life. I am Batcock!
Joker!
Look at it!
Look at Michael Batcock!
Michael Batcock, you're a hero.
What was that thing you guys were holding up in your picture?
Oh, they gave us a little Doctor Strange poster.
For
seeing it in IMAX 3D. Oh yeah, we saw it in IMAX 3D. It was neat. I don't know if you need to see it in IMAX 3D. It's certainly... A boost, like it's something that makes it more like those visuals are tripping balls. If you're like, man, Inception was okay, but it didn't trip balls enough. Doctor Strange has what you need.
Did they find all the rest of the balls and then trip all over them?
And they made new balls out of nothing and then tripped those balls too.
Nice.
Are you able to understand what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, oddly enough, while this tripping balls is going on, you're getting a good chunk of exposition. Like, look, if we have to slap a bunch of exposition on the audience, at least make their eyes bulge out of their head.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to see it in 2D, so I wonder if I will be as tripped up, tripped balls as, tripping balls as much. Yeah.
Well, I was hoping to see it today, but my wife was having a rough week.
My wife!
And we had a full day yesterday, and we're going to have a full day. Well, she's going to have a full day on Tuesday, not Monday.
Hibbly.
Yeah. She's like, so can we go see Doctor Strange some other time? And I was like, I was kind of hoping to escape from the election for a couple of hours on Sunday, you know, before my spleen just fully implodes.
You can go see it by yourself.
I could. I was about to say that more like I could, but I could.
We won't.
But I won't.
Because you're a good husband.
Eh.
Unlike Tim, who saw it without his wife. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
That you're driving at?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's like, fuck Tim. He's a piece of shit. No, Tim will go see it again with his wife if she wants to see it.
Driving at? Tim, Noah pulled the car up, turned it off, honks the horn. Yeah.
That's rude. You get out and you knock like a gentleman.
With your dick.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Michael Backer.
I would have to say that... of all the recent Marvel Universe movies, this is probably the one where you need the least amount of Marvel knowledge going into it. Because other than Avengers Tower being in the background of New York for a while, and they throw an offhand reference to the Avengers, there's nothing that really, like, oh, okay, I could see where this fits in. Well, and one other thing at the end, but I won't give away.
Okay.
But it's even that is not like, oh, ah, I don't get it.
What's going on?
No.
Makes no sense.
Because the main character doesn't get it, so it works out for everybody.
I was going to mention Guardians, but then again, like the whole thing about Thanos looking for Infinity Stones, that's...
Yeah, Thanos plays pretty heavily into Guardians. But even then, you could probably get away... Who cares? There's a guy named Thanos, and he's looking for Infinity Stones.
That is true.
I don't know what Thanos is. I don't know what Infinity Stones are. It doesn't really matter. I'm watching Guardians.
These guys got to stop him.
Oh, there's a trailer for Guardians 2. Looks good.
Mr. Doctor.
It's strange.
Maybe. Who am I to judge?
Yes. I will not be watching it.
Guardians 2?
The trailer.
Oh. Yeah, it was a trailer for Rogue One. I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch it. Too late, I'm watching it.
I can't.
And how moist were your pants after?
I don't know. I'm conflicted about it because I have promised to take Michael to it if it's not too scary. Mm-hmm. And I worry it may be creeping towards that too scary for a 5-year-old.
Mm.
Like, it definitely, like, because I remember seeing Jedi in the theater when I was about his age, and I was like, well, maybe it's time you could see a Star Wars movie in the theater. I'm like, ew, I don't know if this is the one. But I'll see it first, and then I'll find out.
How do you barometer that? Like, do you just know him well enough that, like, you're like, this will be too much for him?
I
hang around him
then,
a good deal of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
you guys hang out every once in a while? You guys do some things together?
Yeah, I've seen him get scared by Scooby-Doo, so I know what's what. It's funny. He was talking to his pediatrician about you know, or my wife was talking to the pediatrician with him about, like, you know, sometimes you get scared, and the pediatrician goes, Scooby-Doo? Yeah!
I mean, he's got ghosts and stuff.
But not really. It's always Mr. Hankins with a mask on.
You don't know that right away.
Yeah, but you find out at the end.
Except in the live-action movies. Like, they have actual, like, monsters.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't watch those.
Good.
Because that's ridiculous.
And awful.
We put a stop to that.
Yep.
Zoinks! And they're always getting chased in dark places. Yeah, Scooby-Doo is kind of creepy.
Ooh, dark places.
All right. Well, all right. It is decided.
Put my foot down.
I was never a huge fan of the Scooby-Doo, so.
I liked it. Looney Tunes, Scooby-Doo, it's my jams. You know, DuckTales, woo. Gummy bears, bouncing here and there everywhere.
Uh-huh.
All the good stuff. I watched a movie called The Witch last night, which was not as good as I hoped it would be.
Which was not as good as you hoped it would be?
Exactly.
I am funny.
I guess they're going for a different vibe. You didn't see, like, The Witch much. Spoilers. But B, there was no... tension, like, they didn't really build tension. It would just kind of be like a scary scene would happen and would just happen. It wouldn't be like, oh, what's going to happen? Slowly, let's reveal it. It's just kind of like, oh, there's a dead person standing in the corner over there right now.
Oh, that dude's dead. Oh, okay.
Then why is he standing there? That dude's got to stand somewhere.
He's still got to wait for his Obamacare. Thanks, Obama.
And a lot of the bad stuff happened off screen. So it was implied, but not even implied where you're seeing, like, things happen, but not exactly the thing. It was just kind of like, this thing's about to happen, now we're going to cut to something else.
Huh.
But so people liked it.
Peril and then a cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, the other problem was they spoke in, like, A, they're kind of hard to understand, and they spoke in, like, old English. So a lot of these and thous and, like... And then for some reason, the way they spoke was, like, hard to, like, I'm like, wait, what the fuck did you say? I'm like, this might be scarier if I can understand what the fuck he's saying. So I would say you could skip it. Go see...
Skipped.
It Follows instead. I enjoyed that very much. So, yeah.
Okay.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I will.
I ordered a new MacBook, which won't be here for probably a month, but hey, it's somewhere.
I mean, everything's somewhere, baby. This is kind of au naturel at the moment.
I've been looking at reviews of MacBooks, and I don't know if it's just Apple hate or if I'm like an idiot for buying one. But there's a lot of things like, if you pay this much for it, you're an idiot. It's like, all right, fair enough, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's just a bunch of people sour grape in it because they're too poor to own a MacBook.
I mean, they do a lot of weird things that...
It's just a different class of people, really.
Make it hard. Like, we're going to replace all the good ports with these USB-C ports that people don't really use currently, but someday will.
Yep.
It's like, okay, Apple, I guess you could do that.
Yeah.
It's not really helpful, but...
Like, bravery! Like, converter sales!
Dongles!
Yeah, so many dongles. Apparently, Apple just cut the price on a shitload of dongles, at least temporarily.
Yes, but I'm still going to get a different one that has, like, HDMI and SD card reader, because that's what I need.
Yes, get all your dongles.
No, I'm just going to get one dongle that has all the things.
Oh.
You got to dongle those things.
Yes.
Got to dongle it.
You got a thing dongle.
A universal dongle. Huge dongle.
And
I've heard
the keyboard is super loud for some reason, and it's flat, which is weird. So weird.
Okay.
Oh, well. It'll be faster. My files can be done so fast, guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'll be like, gonna arrive click before done. You ask for it. Click done.
Nap.
Gonna... So that was my week.
Ooh, I got to tell you, you know how I've been doing this thing all year where the first 3 weeks of the month, no fast food, soda?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
The last month or so, I've expanded it to like candy and trying to cut down his bread as well. There is no harder come down than November 1st, my friends.
Oh, Jesus.
Halloween is just a festive orgy of anything you want, and then the next day, you get nothing.
Oh.
But there was a brief... Oh, yeah? What?
I was going to say, you've been losing weight, right?
Yes. I'll see today.
Tim lost another 2.7 pounds this week.
Okay.
There was a brief respite because James had a birthday, so I allowed myself some cake. Don't judge me.
Don't judge you.
I'm judging you, Tim.
Good.
I can't judge anyone.
Because I had cake on his birthday, and the day after his birthday, and yesterday.
That's how I burn my calories, Tim, judging people.
Oh, maybe I should try that. You know, I've been judging people for years, and I'm still fat.
You gotta judge people by eating lots of vegetables.
Oh, that's not what I do. That's not what I do at all. Ah, man, it's just so unsatisfying. Like, after you have a salad, and you're like, that was shit, and you look down, and you're still fat. It's like, shouldn't something happen instantly?
Yeah.
Shouldn't just a piece of fat just bye and fly away?
No. I want it to evaporate out of me in like a twinkle of fairy dust. I want to see it go out. Like just
poof. I want to see it like turn into like a little fat angel and float off to fat heaven playing a little fat harp.
Yes.
Do you know you breathe out your fat?
It's not working.
That does explain why I wheeze after I go up a flight of stairs.
When you burn fat, like, you breathe it out. Like, that's where it goes. Because I never thought about, like, yeah, where the fuck does it go? Like, it's just there, and then it's just gone.
I assumed you excreted it in some other way, either in your doo-doo or your pee-pee.
I've read you breathe it out. I did not do the science.
I'm like, I've read a lot of shit.
But you have not been exercising, right, Tim?
Not as such.
Pretty sure fat's just
would,
a hydrocarbon.
I know you don't want to, but I think that would really help.
I don't care what you think.
All right, fair enough.
when you fully decompose a hydrocarbon, you get carbon dioxide and water out. So, yeah, sounds plausible.
Yeah, maybe you piss some plausible. Of out. Yeah, sure. Your dick is plausible.
That Mythbusters is rated my dick plausible.
That's why I enjoy plausing it so much.
Hey!
I did it
the
for
tape
the tape
is stretched so thin, probably we've been plausing it on that scene.
Oh.
No? It's a VCR,
VCR joke. The kids aren't going to get the VCR jokes, Tim.
It's a fucking hipster joke. The hipster kids will get it.
Kids don't remember the 90s.
Kids don't remember the aughts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, I was watching Blackish this week, and it reminded me that we are raising a whole generation of kids that don't know what it is like to have a white president. I mean, they don't know what options are available to them. They've only ever seen a black president.
Someone was saying that like it was the Daily Show, like that's the only option they've ever had, is like you don't always get the option of a cool black guy. It's very disillusioning to these young voters. That's all they've ever voted for.
Yeah.
Wait, there's other options out there.
We could vote for a we could vote for some spoiled mayonnaise in a pan stuffed into an orange pantyhose.
Oh, was that one of the options?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it right. I think it was maybe an orange tube sock. It was from the At Midnight. He always calls Donald Trump something. And that was one of my favorites. It was spoiled mayonnaise stuffed into some sort of stocking type thing.
That sounds gross.
Yes!
Poor Donald Trump.
And meanwhile, all the never-Trumpers are showing that they don't actually have any balls and are flocking right back to party over country.
That was my fault, Noah. I'll take that one.
See, this is why I wanted to watch Doctor Strange today, because now the election's down to less than 3%. I don't think we've ever flirted. I mean, Nixon was close, but I don't think the U.S. has ever flirted so openly with South American-style strongman.
I don't think so either. I'm glad we're in agreement and don't need to discuss this further.
You are right, Andy.
Let's lift Andy on our shoulders. Andy's right. Andy's right. And he's right.
I'm always
Let's
fucking
never speak
right,
of him again. Let's never speak of it again.
Let's put that to bed and sing it a lullaby.
Let's put that to bed and put a pillow over its face until the struggling stops.
And then throw a drinking fountain at the window and run.
Why a drinking fountain?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Yep. Spoilers?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good reference, Tim. Old cut. Deep cut.
Indian did it.
Yeah.
Made me think of two separate times The Simpsons referenced that. The one when Michael Jackson was the guest star, and it wasn't really Michael Jackson. It was some crazy guy who thought he was Michael Jackson, and Homer was in Insane Asylum, and he would
But it was actually
that
Michael
guy.
Jackson doing the voice.
Correct.
Yes.
And when he was taking Homer on a tour of the facility, he's like, "This is Chief blah blah blah. He's never talked. He never says a word. He never moves a muscle." And then Homer goes, "Hi, how you doing?" And the chief goes, "Good, how are you?" And all the doctors rush out to him like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa." He's like, "No one ever reached out to me before." And then I can't remember what happened, but Homer was doing something and Barney from the bar shoved a pillow over his head. "I can't bear to see him like this." And he pulled the pillow away and Homer's just like, "Ah." And then he grabs the thing, smashes it through the window and goes running out. And then Homer, who is apparently not dead at all, stands up, and Mo, the bartender, both look out the window and go, "He really needs a girlfriend." Oh, Simpsons.
Oh, Simpsons.
Is there nothing you can't do before anyone else tries to do it?
Yep. Simpsons did it.
They've been around a long time. What's the longest running show ever?
My Dick? Wasn't it Bonanza? I don't know if Simpson has Bonanza beat now, though.
Longest show?
What is the longest running television series?
Longest running scripted show is The Simpsons.
Let's see what we can find. Here's what I found on the web for what is the longest running television series.
Gunsmoke.
I knew it was some sort of fucking Western bullshit from the past.
Yep.
Law and Order was around for a long time.
Shit out of it. Yeah, 20.
And technically, Doctor Who was around for a long time, but it had large swaths of not happening.
Yes, this is true.
But, I mean, cumulatively, it still doesn't beat Simpsons, right? Like, if you count seasons.
I don't think so. Or certainly not episodes. Because I think, I don't know if that's the way they go. Okay, so Gunsmoke is number one. Lassie is number two.
No, Simpsons is number one.
By number of seasons, Gunsmoke is number one by number of episodes.
Got it. Okay.
Still has 34
Death
more episodes.
Valley Days, starring Ronald Reagan.
Oh!
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Wait, how old is this shit? Maybe this, oh, there's Bonanza. There's The Simpsons.
Oh, Simpsons gonna beat Bonanza, I mean Gunsmoke, pretty soon.
Well, then this must be old. This is how stuff works. That's why I stopped listening to your shitty podcast, How Stuff Works.
Yeah,
just kidding, your podcast is not shitty, it's doing quite well.
Number of seasons is 28 for Simpsons, Gunsmoke is 20, but number of episodes, 601 for Simpsons, 635 for Gunsmoke. So, if they keep going, they
And
crush
all
it.
Indications are that they will.
Wow, Supernatural's been on for 12 seasons.
Yeah.
Four of them were good.
I still haven't finished the 11th season.
Take that, Supernatural fans! I know you're very hectic.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Tim, you have one on the show. You can address me directly.
Are you a Supernatural fan?
Hell yeah.
I thought you mocked it.
What?
I remember hearing you mock it.
I can mock things that I love. I mock Drew all the time.
Well, that sounds pleasant.
Good for his self-esteem.
You know, every once in a while I say things like that, and my brain flashes forward about 10 years to when I finally let Drew listen to Tancast.
And when he when he smothers you with a pillow in
yeah,
your sleep.
Say, and then to
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest
style.
10 years
one day when I wake up to just gray.
That's why I don't have kids, so they don't kill me in my sleep.
Or stab you with a goddamn lightsaber while you're on a fucking walkway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, I was thinking about, which I'm sure you guys have experienced.
Titties?
Like, yes. But dealing with my anxiety, I worry about my health. But like, I can't imagine having a kid, and you're like, are they okay? I guess so. Like, you know what I mean? Like, trying to suss out, like, is this urgent or is this okay?
Oh yeah, it's It's not the most fun part of parenting.
No? Like, I can totally imagine that being very stressful.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Like, you know, like when Michael hit his head, you're like, I think I'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he hasn't ruptured anything important.
We'll see if he makes it for the night. And I mean, yeah, and like, I'm sure as a parent, that kind of never goes away in a sense, right? Like, you know, even, I mean, you guys haven't experienced this yet, but like, you know, when they go out into the world on their own and they're just doing their thing, like, I'm sure you'll still be like, you know, worried about them and be like, oh, I hope they're doing okay, making smart choices.
Based on my mom's fretting, yeah, I imagine that's true.
And my mom's
they're almost 40, you're still worrying about them.
Yeah, I'm like, mom, I'm an adult. I got this shit now. It's okay.
I'm like, no, mom, I need you.
Mommy!
I don't understand anything.
Give me some breast milk.
Okay, there it was too far.
Breast milk.
I love it. Like, Tim likes to talk about your mom. When you talk about his mom, he's like, yeah, nope, let's not do that.
Because that's how you all should react when I talk about your moms. You don't. What's wrong with you?
Because we don't give you the satisfaction.
You do give me the satisfaction, but that's a completely other topic.
Oh. Yeah.
Just like your mom gave you the satisfaction when you fucked
nope.
her. You fucked
no.
Tim.
Wait. You did or I did?
You did.
No.
Everyone
did.
So, oh, that's better. Like, when I talk about me fucking your mom, it's not as bad as when I talk about you fucking your mom.
Yes, that's horrible.
That's pretty that's bad, Noah.
That's how get you, Tim.
That's a very hollow victory.
I mean, is it? I feel pretty good about myself.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh, I bought a pair of Google cardboard.
A pair of Google Googles?
Google Googles.
Google cardboard.
What?
Do those work
basic, with... Sorry, go ahead.
Do those work with iPhones?
Well, all it does is just hold the phone. So, like, the other features that normally you would do don't really work. But I'm mostly, like, you know, when I see, like, YouTube videos where you can look around, I was like, it'd be cool if I could just, like, strap this on my head and kind of... turn around and see how it is. And they're only like $11. I'm like, that is a pretty low bar of entry.
Okay. So, how's it turned out?
I haven't got yet. They're coming in today.
Oh. Just going to play with my dick like that and then leave me hanging?
Yep. And there's a couple other apps that do work with it. But yeah, I don't know. I was like, $11. Sure, why not? Tim, that's that diaper money I'm saving.
You send them a bitch.
Hey, yo, I got that type of money because my kids need to shit, so I stay on my hustle to keep my pocketbook thick.
I find I just watch videos that are supposed to be done with, you know, those Google Cardboard or the like, and I just cross my eyes like it's one of those magic eye things. It works just fine.
Yeah,
you don't really need it, but like I said, $11, I'm like, why not?
Like I'm watching a roller coaster right now.
Neat.
Actually, this bothers your eyes. But don't you have to do... I guess you don't have to cross your eyes the other way? Because it just... One eye sees one thing, one eye sees the other,
yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple things, I think, right? Like, it has a little... You could do, like, the virtual thing where I guess it makes it 3D. But then also YouTube has all those videos now where it just... When you turn your phone, it moves... Like, you're doing a 360 video, and you can see different things as the video's playing. And that's what I got it for. But I'll try it with other stuff.
Alrighty. Well, let us know.
All right. Yes, that was exciting.
Yeah. I got half a chub going on over here.
No, you don't. Don't you tease me.
You're giving me technological blue balls, Noah.
No release.
Nope. Oh,
blue balls are the worst.
It's only happened to me once.
Really? Oh, I've happened to many times. And whatever happens, I need to shit. And it's so weird.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow. Things got weird, everybody.
Yeah. Too much oversharing?
What's happening now? I don't want this. I never wanted this.
I did not sign up for this. All right, sorry. This is going to be the last episode of Tagcast, guys.
It's funny, because we're going to be dark next week, so people are going to think you're serious.
Oh, are we dark next week? What's going on?
That's right. This motherfucker going to be in Disneyland.
Oh! Have you told Michael yet?
Yep, told him on James's birthday.
Nice. Was he excited?
He was, but not as excited as you'd expect him to be.
Oh.
Or
he was excited now.
Okay.
I think it was the end of the night, and he'd already had cake and pizza and tried to play with all his brother's new toys.
Wait, I need to play with this too.
I need to play with this first. It was actually how it seemed to be. And like we were like, Michael, back off.
Did you get him new toys, or did other people get him new toys?
The grandmas and us.
Okay.
Mostly we got him something because of the perception of Michael being like, you didn't give him anything for his birthday? So we had to give him something. So I got him a bath toy since he doesn't have a lot of bath toys.
Wait, Michael is just like, what? What kind of horrible parents are you?
Kinda.
Your kid shamed you.
No, he didn't say it like that. We were just concerned of, you know, that he would look at it that way. Like, oh, I got something during my birthday, but James didn't. Clearly, okay. I'm the favorite.
Oh, interesting. That's something I don't know if I would have thought about that.
I don't know that I would have either. Fortunately, I have a wife who's a second child.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to observe that same kind of shit when we go, like we did yesterday, to Chattanooga, and Drew goes and hangs out with his three cousins. Like, the three of them will all come back. And we're like, where's Drew? I don't know. He ran off to go play. Oh. What an only child.
We're not looking out for him. Fuck your child. Yeah.
They all come back as a unit. Drew's just off on the swing somewhere, having Drew time.
Crying.
No.
I'm lonely.
Nope.
I didn't really not think he was crying. I was an only child, and I was pretty good at entertaining myself. I'm like, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go into strangers' houses. Yeah. Oh. Mason didn't get molested.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should have worked out a little more as a kid.
Maybe.
I was working out. Yeah. Apparently... sorry, go ahead.
Nah, nothing. I was going to make a blue balls joke, but go ahead.
I was going to say, apparently, my mom lived in New York with me for a little while. I don't remember because I was too young, but apparently the person she had watched me was like this Hispanic lady, and they loved me and wanted to adopt me to the point like my mom still, like, just stopped going to them because she was afraid they were going to steal me.
Wow.
She's like, you're so adorable. Can we adopt him? I would have a much different life right now, I think.
You wouldn't know us.
Maybe I did, but I would just speak Spanish. Like, somehow I would have ended up back in, like, San Jose. Viva la revolución!
Welcome to EatCast. I'm Enrique. I'm Andy. And I'm Tim, the T in EatCast.
Hola, everybody.
Hola, Enrique. Enrique, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, bien. ¿Y su semana?
I gotta whip up some tamales.
Bueno.
I've exhausted my knowledge of Spanish as well, Tim.
I'm exhausted by Spanish on a daily basis.
Oh, when we were in Chattanooga yesterday, we decided we wanted Mexican food, and they took us to a place that was like, it was like legit, like all of the menu, like all of the signs, everything was in Spanish first, and then like there were English translations next to it for all the poor gringos. But I pointed out that there were signs on the wall that were only in Spanish, no English translation, unlike, you know, basically everything else in the place, saying in Spanish that tips were optional, and if the server service wasn't good enough to deserve a tip, to let the manager know. I was like, they didn't translate this part.
They want you gringos to pay the fucking money.
Yep.
You got it.
Yeah. I'm like, that's funny, because I know what that says, and they don't expect that of me, because I am...
Why do you know Spanish, Andy?
Why do I know Spanish? Because I studied it for 5 years.
Just because?
Well, okay, so I guess some backstory and some slight unmasking of me maybe about good to boy. Happen. But I was made in Colombia, Noah. Both of my parents were fully fluent in Spanish. And I grew up with my parents speaking Spanish to each other, not to my brother and I. They used it like their secret code language. So then I got into high school and I was like, fuck it, I am studying all the Spanish.
Look at him with his big head.
I know
what these... terrible to push out. Yeah. That one's my favorite.
No, I was not pushed out. I was cut open and forcibly removed.
Yes.
Yeah. Because death was coming for both of us. And they're like, we're just going to open you up, take him out. We're going to do it real fast, ruin your abs. I was like, well, it's that or death, so go ahead.
I did not know. I mean, I think I knew that about your parents. I think I just forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was born in the
Colombia,
U.S.
Colombia, your parents boned?
What was that?
Your parents boned in Colombia?
Yes, they lived in Colombia for many years before I was born.
That's not the important part of the story, the boning.
Yeah.
Yes, they boned in Colombia.
What were they doing there? Make it brief.
Dad got to the end of high school and didn't know what he wanted to do with his life, so he had not been raised Christian and had converted when he was in high school, and decided he wanted to go work with the poor. So he was down, like, teaching English and building schools and whatnot, working for... He wasn't Catholic, but he was working for the Catholic Church in Colombia. And then he came home for a short period of time, kind of like Danelle did. And he and my mom had been dating on and off, and he proposed to her. And she said yes, and they got married, and she went back to Colombia with him. And they both worked there for several more years. And they decided that they were ready to move back to the U.S. and start a family. And they got started on the one before they did the other. And my mom came back to the U.S. like 4 or 5 months pregnant with me. Is that brief enough?
Yeah.
Look at me go.
Learn a little more about Andy today.
Yep.
My mom just...
The more you know us.
No, I'm not gonna say that. I'm like, oh, my mom does not want that information out on the internet.
Alrighty.
I'm learning, guys. I'm learning. After many years. Don't always just say the shit that comes to your mind, Tim and Noah, especially when it's not by other people.
Did you just forget your own name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Jesus. Like, what? Sometimes you're like Tim, I mean Andy, but then when you're like Tim, I mean Noah, wait, who am I? Which one am I?
Tim, all black people, all half black people look similar.
I never told you this, but I've always wanted to be you.
Oh.
That where's... is setting your bar low. For you, literally.
So, Noah wants to wear your suit or your skin as a really tight jumpsuit.
It'd be like high waters. Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, flood pants.
The toes would be around his knees.
It's okay. He just walks around on his shins. Like Mel Brooks.
Like Dwarf.
He was wearing
Dwarf. Whatever that Tim Conway character. Tim Conway? Tim. Ah, fuck.
Tim Batcock?
He you was know wearing what I'm a, talking about?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't know the character comedian's name, but I know who you're talking about. I remember you could always buy them on TV. They'd be like in the middle of the night, you could be like, buy the Dwarf.
Yes.
Box set. You're like, no, I think I'm good.
Fuck you, Google. What's the name of the guy?
I don't know. Sorry, I was being Google. We were talking about Google becoming Skynet this week at work. I said, well, if Google becomes Skynet, then what the fuck is Siri? You know what? Siri is to Skynet as Jessica Simpson is to Marie Curie.
Tim Conway, Tim.
Okay, I was right.
Yeah.
How did your Google fool get a bass fit?
Tim, get your face next to your microphone.
Who played Dwarf? And they came right up.
But
you're not using Siri, are you? Because Siri sucks.
No, I just typed it into Google. Fuck you, Google.
D-O-R-F.
Fuck you in your ass. That's how I spelled it. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I shouldn't have to know what I'm looking for before I find it. That's your job, Google.
I do use the Google search app, which can be, I think, is a little bit more useful at times.
Fuck you, Google. Google, you can fuck yourself. Oh, we should probably wrap it up so we have time for Noah to send me his file before he heads out the door to get some strange.
For a second, I was like, wait, I'm not going to sleep with anybody. I was like, oh, yeah. Even on regular Google, it brought up, Tim. You just suck. Anyways.
I looked up Dwarf Comedian. Nothing. It said, do you mean Dwarf? And spelled Dwarf like a, you know, like with the, in my act.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's not what I meant. Anyway.
How many people think that the word is actually dwarf that Google has decided you meant dwarf?
What should we not trust this week?
I don't know.
Before don't that, know. Remember to get out there and vote, unless you're favoring Donald Trump, in which case you can just mail that in.
Yep.
They still count it, Tim.
On the 28th.
Oh, I didn't mean use a stamp. or a mailbox. Just sort of throw it on the street, someone will pick it up.
and drop it off for you.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, mail it to me. I got it. I'm sure there's some law that says I can't tell you to do that, so I was joking. Don't fucking mail me your fucking Donald Trump votes. Mostly because I don't want to know how many people are actually voting for him.
We'll know on Thursday. Or Tuesday. Well, maybe by Thursday. There could be recounts. I also told people before I said goodbye to them on Friday, you guys may get to see me hungover on Wednesday.
What about Monday and Tuesday?
I'll I'll tough it out.
No, I meant, why would you say that on Friday as opposed to, like, saying that, like, Tuesday?
Oh, we were talking about politics. There are no bosses around, so we could do that.
Okay.
We were kind of whispering, and someone walks up. What are you talking about? Like, girls?
I was laughing at, like, simply, anywho. And I know. Steamrolling.
Doing it on purpose. But now I'm done. Go ahead, Jim.
No, I was waiting for Noah to say who he's not going to trust this
week. Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Noah still needs to do that.
Never trust Noah not to blur out your secrets.
Wise.
Not today, Google search.
This week I hate that people apparently think that the guy who personifies the man is somehow, miraculously, on their side. Fuck Donald Trump.
2016.
See, I was pissed in 2004 because the whole thing about the lying about the WMDs had come out. I'm like, we're going to have a bad president for 4 years. But this time, we're going to have a narcissist taker. We're going to have a thin-skinned, authoritarian-loving... Oh, the dude's a fucking monster! And 45% of people, at least, are about to vote for him, apparently.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Hello, Editor Tim here. Episode's a little short this week, and we don't even have an after-the-credits stinger. But every week, I edit out us saying, a lot, because when we're talking, we say, a lot, and it really drags down the episode. So, for fun, this week I decided to collect all the uhs of one of us and play them for you. So now here is every time on this episode that Noah said, enjoy!
I don't know what we're gonna say, That got weird.
Why haven't we won a Peabody yet?